Shalom Aleichem, we are continuing with our topic of Pidyon Shvuim, redeeming Jewish captives, and our question today is, how about if there is a great Talmid Chacham who is in captivity, is being held by the non-Jews, is it permitted in this instance to redeem even in excess of his value? And just a quick recap, we saw, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mishnah says that we're not permitted to redeem Jewish captives in excess of their value. Then there's a machlokis, what does that mean, the value? But either way, it's not going to be very high. Either because the standard is how much is that individual worth on a slave market, even if we don't have a slave market in this country, in a different country, what would that person go for? Currently, if you look in the market, slaves on average are sold, obviously not in westernized countries, it's illegal, but between $90 and $100 is the going rate on average. So that's not very high, that would be the maximum. Or we could say the alternative standard brought by the post scheme is you can exceed that amount that the individual will be sold on the slave market, but you cannot exceed what non-Jews redeem their captives at. And how do we establish that is unclear, because many countries in particular, most primarily the United States, they do not redeem whatsoever, because if they start redeeming captives, for example, Jewish soldiers, then the enemies will be attempting to take as captives Americans or U.S. Individuals in the army, and there will be Ein L'davar Sof, so that's why they don't negotiate with terrorists. So we have two standards, what the maximum value is, but either way, it's not going to be very high. So we get to our question then, how about when we come to a Talmid Chacham, a very unique individual, somebody who is really important for Klal Yisrael. So we're going to start with a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, when he got to a certain city in Rome, he was informed as follows: there's a young Jewish boy who is being held in prison, and he's a very handsome young man. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya went to visit. He went to the entrance of the jail, and all he did was he started a pasuk in Yeshayahu, not a commonly known pasuk. It's in Perek Mem Beis, pasuk Chavdal, Mina San Lemeshisa Yaakov Yisrael Bozazim. That's how he started, and he stopped in the middle. And the young boy who was in captivity continued the pasuk. He knew it, obviously. Halo Hashem zochatanu lo v'lo avu b'drachav, etc. And the young child was able to complete this obscure pasuk in Yeshayahu. And accordingly, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said, I am certain that this will be a great gadol in Israel. He will be a great Talmud Chacham. And he said, I swear I am not moving from here until I redeem him. For whatever the price, regardless of the price, I am going to redeem him. And it says in the Gemara that, in fact, he did redeem him for an exorbitant fee. However, having said that, it did not take very long till this young boy became a great, great posek, a great gadol b'Yisrael. And who was it? Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, the great Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. So what do we learn from this? Didn't we say that there's a cap, that we're not allowed to exceed a certain cap, the value? So Tosfos says, why did he redeem him? Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, how did he redeem him for so much money? That is certainly in excess of the value on the slave market. Da'atam, who says Tosfos, the reason is, l'fisha osa tinok haya muflag b'chokma, because this young tinok, this young boy had tremendous Torah knowledge. He had huge potential to be a Talmud Chacham. And accordingly, we have an exception to the rule. So in fact, there are different rationales brought. Why should we have an exception for a Talmud Chacham? So the Rashba says as follows, the Talmud Chacham shemeis ein ala tmura. So if we had a Talmud Chacham and he would pass away, we can't replace such an individual. And accordingly, we redeem him up until 10 times his value. The Radvaz in the Tshuvas says something along the same line, similar. The reason why, the primary reason why we are not permitted, we are capped at redeeming Jewish captives in excess of the value is because we don't want non-Jews, bandits to come and to be grabbing Jews, making a business out of it. And if we're redeeming in excess of the value, we are going to create ourselves a big problem that they're going to keep on taking Jewish captives. However, having said that, when it comes to a real great Talmud Chacham, this is not something that is commonly found. The lav b'chol atar shchichei talmid chachamim, you can't find them in all places. It's very rare. And accordingly, it's not as if we redeem the great Talmud Chacham, they're going to be able to find another one immediately and take him as a captive as well. So they are rare. They are not the concern that we typically have if we're redeeming a Jew in excess of the value that they're going to keep on taking Jews. That would not apply to Talmud Chacham because it's simply not that common to be able to find a Talmud Chacham. So even if we would redeem, we don't have that concern. So that is a rationale number one. And rationale number two is what we said, similar to a wife. Some of the poskim say, just like somebody can redeem himself in excess of his value, so to Ishto Kegufo, he can redeem his wife in excess of her value. So this is brought by the Chassam Sofer, that if you have a Talmud Chacham, that Talmud Chacham is like his gufo. That's like we're redeeming ourselves. We are not redeeming somebody else. That is me, that Talmud Chacham. I relate to him as being part of myself. And accordingly, it doesn't violate the prohibition of redeeming a third party. I am effectively redeeming myself because we are all a kar of Eitz Lasma. We are a kar of to ourselves. We are a kar of to a Talmud Chacham. That's it. If it's me, then accordingly, that would be rationale number two, why you'd be permitted to redeem a Talmud Chacham even way in excess of his value. Have a wonderful day.